Excellent. Thank you. Good to speak to you again.
Well, just explain to us, firstly, the logistics of moving a meeting more than a week ahead, given, I guess, you've got marquees, bookings, people coming along. How difficult is it to change all that?
Yeah, no, it hasn't been ideal. Certainly a week that threw up a fair few challenges. Firstly, with a lot of COVID restrictions coming into play all of a sudden up here, back to in terms of some spacing requirements and mask wearing and people having to be seated when eating and drinking. And then later in the week, the rain and the wet weather actually was just too much in the end, and we had to pull the pin on the Saturday. And we've picked the meeting up. Primarily, we've got three black type races we want to get run, and Racing Queensland have been good in running the whole same program and prize money, albeit on a Sunday. So this Sunday we'll run those races. The fields have stood up in a very similar light. Probably the main race that was affected was the Caloundra Cup itself, due to the fact we had Grafton Carnival on this week as well. So we've clashed with that that race, but all of the other races have stood up really well.
Yes, so essentially it was because of the weather and the track, but you'll agree with me, I guess people that are not following racing closely will say, oh, hang on, they're not racing. There's a Sunshine Coast COVID scare. Your old haunt at Albury, of course. Wodonga had a meeting move the other week, but that was due to the track. But again, people think, oh, hang on, must be something happening at the border. It was due to the wet weather. Did a lot of people jump to the conclusion it was because of COVID?
No, probably earlier. We lost a lot of, there was an impact on our hospitality bookings later in the week when they extended the Brisbane lockdown. So we had a lot of people who were planning to come from Brisbane for the meeting. So that, I think we reduced quite a great deal and had to reshuffle a lot of that around. But everyone knew the weather forecast, and Southeast Queensland lost, I think, four or five race meetings over 3 days. Gold Coast were washed out on the Saturday, like us. So no, it was clear that it was the wet weather, and it was just unfortunate that it just continued to rain all day Saturday, and then Sunday the sun came out and it was a beautiful day. So, but yeah, you know, we're grateful that we've got an opportunity to run these races this week. It won't be the same with the crowd and the hospitality packages, because we've had to have a lot of cancellations. We get a lot of travellers and people who come up during the school holidays, so it's going to certainly have an impact on our crowd, but from a racing point of view, we get our races underway.
We're chatting to John Miller. He's the manager of the Sunshine Coast Turf Club. That's the official name, Caloundra, of course, and they're racing this Sunday, their cup meeting. Couldn't race a week ago. Of course, many of our listeners up at the border will know that John was the CEO at Albury for more than a decade. So when things were happening very quickly, the rain was coming in, the meeting was in danger and people were thinking on their feet, were there many other options? Did you deep down know it wouldn't go to a Saturday given they're racing in Brisbane this weekend? Was the option the next day? Was there a chance you thought, hang on, they're not going to move this at all, I'll just lose the meeting? Was there were there other options, or was it pretty much a fait accompli?
No, all of the above. We went through a lot of options on the Saturday. And obviously the worst case scenario was we would lose the meeting altogether. But I suppose from a club, a selfish point of view, we only get three opportunities a year to be the Metro Saturday meeting. So we certainly wanted to try and retain that, but understood that there's also other commitments with the BRC in particular. But we've got a really good relationship with the BRC and the Gold Coast Turf Club, and so there was a lot of phone calls to try and even come up with a situation where, you know, Brisbane might start slightly earlier and we've got the advantage of the lights, so we could run later. But there was also going to be issues if you tried to run, say, the two meetings, you know, simultaneously on the same day, with jockeys having to decide which meeting they were going to and impacting those things as well. So the simplest decision was to pick the meeting up and run it this Sunday.
And you're still allowed to promote that you end the carnival?
Absolutely. just a week later.
But Doomben get to stay in the carnival one more time, don't they? They
yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that, but no, it's... Yeah, we're being right. We're just a bit stiff. You know, the carnival runs for 10 weeks and there's been 9 fantastic weeks of really good weather and great racing, and we just copped the rough end right at the end.
John, while we have you on the line, we know thousands have moved up from Victoria, New South Wales to Queensland, not to talk about the Gold Coast, but the Sunshine Coast too has been a huge increase, I believe, in people buying properties and moving there. For a race club, as the economy there grows, that obviously strengthens your club. You're a very busy race club anyway. You race a lot. How has the blossoming of that location even further flow onto the race club?
It's a good point you make, and we've certainly noticed it in the last 12 months, or even before that, but COVID's probably just sped things up a bit, to be honest, and the potential, even geographically where the race course is now, the housing and the development around the race course is flying along, and we've even noticed, you know, our Sunday, regular Sunday standard meetings, we used to probably have that sort of 600-700 every Sunday. It's probably now averaging sort of 800-900 plus every Sunday. And our membership in the last 2 years, we've grown to over sort of 2,500 members off a base of about 800. So it's really great for the local community and the racing clubs benefiting from the population boom and a real interest in racing, which is fantastic.
So I'm looking at the calendar here. You race a lot. Where does it place you in terms of comparison? Say, is the Gold Coast similar compared to the city clubs? You race a lot. How many times a year are you racing?
Yeah, so we're 68. We've got 68 meetings programmed for this new season coming up. I think Gold Coast are high 50s. And then Brisbane, obviously, race on the two tracks, Eagle Farm and Doomben, so split them. So we'd be the most raced grass track. I can't think of one off the top of my head in Australia that would race as often as 68 times a year on the one track.
Wow, and it is very busy, and it's constant too, isn't it?
It is, and it's hard to, having come from down south, as you know, it's hard to get your head around 68 times. How could you possibly do that on a track? But the climate up here allows you to do that. You just don't have that down south, and you couldn't do it. But we're very fortunate because of the climate we've got and the big open track that we've got. We can move the rail on a regular basis, and it allows us to do it. And we've just opened last week our new poly track, so that gives us even more flexibility. When we do run into rain events, where we can now in the future transfer those meetings across to the poly.
So maybe an unfair comparison, but we hear a lot about the Gold Coast and redevelopments and, you know, night racing and Lee Friedman now is headed there and so on. How do we spruik and sell the Sunshine Coast Turf Club? Well, you don't need to, or?
Oh, no, we always need to, and we always are. The Gold Coast have got, I suppose some of the things that the Gold Coast are about to do, we've already got. The night racing's been here for a long time. We've just put in a synthetic track, so that's something they're going to do next year. So there's a lot of the developments that are in play here, and we've both got similar issues in terms of stable capacities, where there's a lot of trainers who want to relocate or open satellite stables either here or the Gold Coast, but we just don't have the actual stable facilities. So that's something I know, Steve, at the Gold Coast, they're building some more, and we've got plans in train to hopefully later this year commence some development of more stable complexes. So probably when that happens, you'd hear a bit more spruiking, but we're just trying to get all the facilities in play before we do that. One of the big ones for us is this. We've $9 million development of the new poly track and upgrading of the drainage on our B grass and our new plough track. And that then will allow us, we've got about 400 horses working every morning to be able to accommodate the 500-600 horses a morning.
You're at Albury for nearly 13 years, so I think now into your fifth year at Sunshine Coast. You're well and truly moved there now and enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely love it. It's it's a fantastic place to live, a great community, and the thing that I really enjoy is the I suppose the regular week to week racing and some wonderful sort of trainers and participants involved up here as well.
Great to have a chat to you, and I know you've got a lot of people back here in Victoria. Remember your days down here, and all the best there. Good luck with your meeting and going forward. Thanks for having a chat to us, John.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.